Thank you, Angela. We're ready to go. Game number two of the day as Justin Thompson delivers the first pitch to Eric Terrace, and we're off and running. Watkins and Spring Hill this afternoon, and Eric Terrace, the Charger second baseman in the batter's box. Thompson delivers, and the pitch is a strike called, as he said he offered at it, the home plate umpire did, and 0-2 now to Eric Terrace. We'll get those starting lineups for you in just a bit here. Justin Thompson gets the ball today for Matt Geislinger and the Watkins Clippers. Terrace bloops this one over the third baseman's head into left field. That's a base hit. It's going to bounce in front of left fielder Gavin Mathias. And now Terrace gets caught turning the first base too big. And the throw back into the infield. They are going to cut Eric Terrace down trying to maybe stretch that into a double.
So he basically had a very big turn at first, almost halfway, Randy, and by the time the ball got in, they realized at second base that Carter Block, we got a play here. A little back pick, Ashton applies the tag, and out on the play.
Absolutely, 7-4-3, and the put out of Eric Terrace, one down, and here's Austin Schoenberg for the Chargers in the batter's box. Justin Thompson, he works out of the stretch. And the pitch, a ball, and 1-1 now to Austin Schoenberg. Jamie Terrace on deck for the Chargers. Region 15 seed baseball action had a good one. A state qualifier, Al Rosa, going to the state tournament with a 4-3 win over Richmond earlier. Ground ball to Carson Geislinger at third. Cross the diamond, and a 5-3 on the put out of Austin Schoenberg. So two down here in the inning. That'll bring Jamie Terrace to the plate.
I'm batting shortstop, number
21,
Jamie Terrace.
Jamie, the Charger shortstop, settles in batter's box. And the pitch from Thompson is low for a ball, 1-0. Overcast skies here in Meyer Grove on a Sunday afternoon, Region 15 seed baseball. It's officially game number 7 so far of the weekend, and Jamie Terrace hit by the pitch by Justin Thompson. He'll go to first base.
Off speed, right in the shoulder. That's the one you want to hit you. barely even drawing contact almost.
The catcher, number 7, Nathan Terrace.
I bring Nathan Terrace to the plate. Nathan doing the catching today for the Chargers. He had to take off those shin protectors. Gordy Barton going through some signs over in the third base coach box. Could have been a bigger inning for the Chargers. Now just one man on. And the pitch to Nathan Terrace. He's all over it as he fouls it to the backstop at 0-1.
Justin's got some zip on the heater, huh?
He does indeed. Good fastball by Thompson. Terrace back in the box. Jamie Terrace takes the lead over at first. And Thompson's pitch. A bunt down the third baseline, and Nathan Terrace, a beautiful bunt, an infield single. Thompson picked it up. Carson Geislinger was playing back, and so an infield single for the Chargers. They have runners at first and second and two outs.
Just like you thought the cleanup hitter would do, right?
Oh, exactly.
Two outs. Couldn't have rolled it any better as Terrace beauty down the line.
So that'll bring Regan Nelson to the plate with runners at first and second. Regan takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Thompson looks down to his catcher, Lincoln Hogan. And the pitch, fastball, there it is, strike two right across the plate. 0-2 to Regan Nelson. The ball, it's two strikes, two outs and two on. Thompson kicks, delivers, and Nelson ground ball to third. Carson Geislinger knocks it down, and now we're going to get a little controversy here.
Called him out.
As called out as Jamie Terrace as he interfered with Carson Geislinger, and he is ruled out, and that's the way the first inning is going to end here for the Chargers as they score no runs on two hits, or no errors, and two men left on base. So we have played a half an inning. We'll come back in 30 seconds here on KASM. Get those starting lineups in 30.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.
Back at Meyer Grove, Kirby, you got some starting lineups for us?
I do. First for the home team on the scoreboard, the Clippers of Watkins, their manager Matt Geislinger leading off at shortstop, Nolan Geislinger batting second and catching Lincoln Haugen. Batting third will be their center fielder Kevin Kramer. Batting fourth is right fielder Dan Berg. Batting fifth at first base, Brennan Ashton. Batting sixth at second base, Carter Block. Batting seventh at third base, Carson Geislinger. Batting eighth and pitching, Justin Thompson. And batting ninth, the designated hitter Matt Geislinger. Matt is hitting for the left fielder, Gavin Mathias. Again, Geislinger, Haugen, Kramer, Berg, Ashton, Block, Geislinger, Thompson, Geislinger, with Gavin Mathias being DH'd for in left field. Eric Terrace leads off for Spring Hill at second base. Austin Schoenberg batting second at third. Jamie Terrace will bat third at shortstop. Nathan Terrace bats fourth catching. Batting fifth in right field, Regan Nelson. Batting sixth is center fielder Owen Meyer. Batting seventh, Corey Schoenberg in left field. Batting eighth, Devin Orbeck, the DH. He'll be hitting for the pitcher, Ben Welly. And batting ninth, Luke Damer, and he is at first base. Terrace, Schoenberg, Terrace, Terrace, Nelson, Meyer, Schoenberg, Orbeck, Damer, with Ben Welly on the mound.
Today we get a couple right-handers. Justin Thompson for the Clippers, Ben Welly for the Chargers. Welly has completed his warm-up tosses. Nathan Terrace, that throw down to second base, and we're just about set to go with the bottom of the first inning. Frustration for the Chargers in the first inning, losing a couple base runners on maybe an over-aggressive move by Eric Terrace leading off the game, rounded first base too far. And then Jamie Terrace running into Carson Geislinger trying to field the ball.
Strange thing there, Randy, is with the error that it seemed like was bound to happen by Carson Geislinger, if he just runs around him, he easily gets to third and they won't throw out Nelson.
Right, yeah. All right, Nolan Geislinger leading it off for Watkins here in the first inning, and a strike called. 0-1 to Nolan. Nolan, leadoff hitter, left-handed hitter, throws right, and the pitch to Geislinger drilled to left center field, and filling the gap, making the catch is Corey Schoenberg. Corey had a long way to go for it, but makes the catch.
He was busy yesterday here when they took on El Rosa, and right away, second verse, same as the first. He gets the first ball hit to him, and yeah, like you said, he had a journey to go get that one, but it hung up in the air and get that leader out.
Lincoln Haugen to the plate. Lincoln doing the catching for the Clippers, and drills the first pitch up the middle, a solid base hit.
Clippers come out swinging early.
Absolutely, jumping on first pitches, and that'll bring Kevin Kramer to the plate. Kevin, kind of the vocal leader. I heard him as the team was getting ready to take their infield and outfield. Vocal in that group of players, and he is one of the older ball players on this squad. They look to him for some leadership.
It's funny how that works, right?
Isn't that, though?
Just the young stud when you're the young guy, and all of a sudden they look to you for leadership and inspiration.
One on, one out for Watkins here in the first inning. Ben Welly works from the stretch, and Welly's pitch bounces up to the plate and 0-1. Sky's overcast here in Meyer Grove. Had a lot of region baseball here in the last 24 hours, Kirby.
It's it comes quick, doesn't it?
It
game, game,
does.
Game, game, game.
Haugen the lead at first, and Welly's pitch. Bouncing up to the plate. And the count at 2-0 now to Kevin Kramer. Waiting on deck, it's Danny Berg. Two balls, no strikes. Luke Damer holding Lincoln Haugen over at first. Ben Welly's pitch. And Kramer will take low and inside. 3-0. Kevin Kramer, a keen eye at the plate. Not even really attempted to take that bat off his shoulder yet as he's watching that pitch all the way.
Think about that 0-0 single. Is Welly thinking he can't go there anymore to these guys?
Pitches high, ball four, and a four-pitch walk to Kevin Kramer will bring Dan Berg to the plate.
Elimination game here, so it's all bets are off. Everybody's, you know, called on for relief work, and runs are, they seem a little bit bigger when your back's against the wall, Randy.
Yeah, it does. Nathan Terrace pops out to have a word with his right-hander on the mound. And into the batter's box, Dan Berg. We learned from Friday night that Dan, not only the head baseball coach at EBW, but also the head wrestling coach. So the guy's got a lot on his plate.
So I got to ask you the question that region listening audience has been asking me. How's the left fielder from Friday night? Everybody's been asking and wanting to know, Randy.
Yeah, I had talked to Kevin Kramer before the game. He said it's got a little bit of a tooth issue. Probably have to see the dentist on Monday. Other than that, he should be fine. All the scans and everything came back negative, so no serious concussion or head injury. So Landon Nyman should be all right. Just has to go to the dentist. Danny Berg will take a strike called and the count 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. That young man did run into the fence
hard.
Hard, yes, indeed. Ben Welly shakes off the first sign. Now the second sign from Nate Terrace. Now the right-hander ready to go. Two on, one out for Watkins in the first. And Berg will take a strike. Three called, and he is caught looking. Pitch was the outside part of the plate, maybe in Dan's mind, maybe up a little bit, but he didn't argue the call at all. Walks back to the dugout and bring Brendan Ashton to the plate.
I don't know if he just wasn't seeing it very well, Randy, or what the scoop was there, but Berg, did he even offer at any pitches? He's looked at them all?
Yeah. Brendan Ashton, hard-hitting right-hander at the plate. The first pitch, foul down the third baseline, and 0-1. Lincoln Haugen walks his way back to second. Kevin Kramer over at first. No score if you're just joining us. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Good crowd on hand after that Richmond Al Rosa game. Ashton ground ball past Welly. It ricochets off of him, and everybody is going to be safe. Boy, Ben Welly reached down, Kirby, and thought he had just an easy 1-3 put out, and it kind of ricocheted, took an odd hop, and caromed off of him and ended up between Eric Schoenberg, or make it Austin Schoenberg and Terrace.
I almost thought that hit the rubber or something, just the way that it bounced, or it must have hit him or something, but it took an awkward hop. He was going up the middle, so Jamie's looking to play it up the middle, and it ends up he has to turn around and go to his right.
Brendan Ashton will pick a hit off of that play, get a hit on that play. And at the plate, Carter Block swings over the pitch from Ben Welly. Base is loaded for the Clippers. Welly will go from the windup and block a ground ball to short. Jamie Terrace up with it. He'll flip to Eric at second, and that'll end the Clippers' threat here in the first. They go no runs on two hits. There were no errors and three left on base. We played an inning here in Meyer Grove. It's Spring Hill nothing and Watkins nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates. For all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more, it's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They've been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hamish back with you at Meyer Grove and Region 15C baseball action. We've got one inning done here in Meyer Grove. No score, Watkins and Spring Hill. Justin Thompson will face the middle of the Spring Hill lineup. That'll be Owen Meyer, Corey Schoenberg, and Devin Orbeck. Thompson gave up a couple hits in the first inning to the Chargers. Another one of those pitchers that looks to pitch out of the stretch, and Owen Meyer fouls this one back and out of play over the first base dugout, and Owen won the count. The ball's in a strike. Meyer, the right-handed hitter, back into the box. Thompson ready. Comes home. Meyer ground ball. Pass Carson Geislinger. Pass Nolan Geislinger. Into left field, a base hit. That one had eyes on it. Found its way through the infield.
That 5-6 hole has been picked on here in Meyer Grove,
Unbelievable.
Randy.
Unbelievable how many balls are hit in that hole. Nolan Geislinger gets up, stretching his back a little bit. Up to the plate, Corey Schoenberg. Charger left fielder. Pitch to Corey. Followed at the plate. 0-1. Defensively for the Clippers, Carson Geislinger at third. Nolan Geislinger at short. Over at second, Carter Block. At first base, Brendan Ashton. In left field today, Gavin Mathias in center field. It's Kevin Kramer out in right field. Danny Berg. Schoenberg puts a bunt down the first baseline. Thompson fields it. Oh, and he throws wildly to Brendan Ashton. It goes into right field. Owen Meyer legs it out to third. Schoenberg to second, and a throwing error by Justin Thompson, and the Chargers have something going here in the second.
How did he bunt that ball for one? That was eye high, Randy. And secondly, just a Thompson, plenty of time. Just I don't know if he just
There's a Randy a good... Rothstein pitch.
Justin.
Yeah. Just kind of, you know, that short distance there, you're almost better off underhanding it if you could. I've talked to pitchers. That's tough. Here's a, it's a Devin Orbeck at the plate, the designated hitter. So second and third for the Chargers. Devin Orbeck gets a chance to do some DHing today. First pitch to Devin, a strike. Thompson ready on the mound. Comes home, and Orbeck out in front of that pitch. He pulls it back and out of play. And now 0-2 to Devin Orbeck.
Infield's got to come in here early for the Clippers. Nobody out, Randy, and he got second and third.
In on the grass, the boys from Watkins. Meyer leads from third. Schoenberg over at second. Orbeck down in the count. 0-2. He squibs this one to second. Carter Block tries to bare hand, and he can't come up with it, and everybody's safe. Carter, he was, I think, going to try to come home yet and try to get Owen Meyer with the bare hand, and he didn't pick it.
Just a little handle shot right there.
He'll score it in air. Back-to-back errors here in the second for the Clippers.
Man, Randy, you have an opportunity right there. You got to at least get an out. It's the second inning. There's nobody out in the second inning. If you thought you could get him at home. Ugh.
Here comes Luke Damer to the plate. First and third. Damer tries to bunt. And now
he's out.
Gunderson at first base. The umpire calls him safe. Devin Orbeck's able to slide back. He must have slid around that sweep take by Brendan Ashton, but he was way too far off.
Got to make sure the ball's down here.
Luke Damer bunted at a pitch that was up by his eyes and missed it. 0-1 the count to Damer. First and third for the Chargers. Nobody out in the second. Damer will take high for a ball, and 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. Leadoff man Eric Terrace on deck for the Chargers here in the second. Justin Thompson. Kicks, delivers. Damer sticks the bat out and fouls it to the backstop. And 1-2. One ball, two strikes. See what Gordy Barton does. Luke Damer stares down to Gordy for quite a while. And now Devin Orbeck will take his lead over at first. It's a really big lead at first.
Yes, he does.
Justin Thompson comes home, and Damer takes outside. Showed bunt a little bit. I don't think he that pitch was over the plate, Kirby, he could have got the bat through the zone quick enough to hit it. He had his hand up the bat like he was going to bunt.
Not much for protection right there.
Two balls, two strikes. Schoenberg over at third. Damer, a fly ball. Will it be deep enough to score Schoenberg? He's going to try. Here comes Kevin Kremer's throw to the plate. It's up the line and safe at the plate is Corey Schoenberg. And on to second goes Devin Orbeck. And the Chargers score their second run here in the inning. Boy, that was not very deep yet. Kevin's throw, though, coming up the line, and Lincoln Haugen had to go up the line to get that baseball.
We saw that in the Richmond El Rosa game earlier today, Randy, that these players just taking chances, making them throw you out. You still got to execute stuff like that. Kramer's throw up the line. Schoenberg slides around, and on to second base goes Orbeck, and it's 2-0 Spring Hill.
Two outs. Actually, one out. That was the first out, wasn't it, Kirby?
I only got one out.
Yeah, one out. One out here in the inning. Eric Terrace at the plate. Orbeck at second in the pitch two. Eric Terrace is a strike called 0-1. So two runs in for the Chargers. Now Terrace is going to step out of the batter's box. Justin Thompson, ready on the mound. Thompson's pitch, Terrace shows bunt, and he offered at it, says home plate umpire. And the count at 0-2 to Eric.
Good pitch right there. Tough to bunt, tough to hit.
0-2. Orbeck the lead out at second. And the pitch from Thompson just missing on the outside part of the plate. And the count had 1-2. On deck, Austin Schoenberg for the Chargers. Thompson pauses. Terrace swings and ruled a strike. Eric Terrace is out on strikes. Stopped that swing right over the plate, and the home plate umpire made the call.
First strikeout for Thompson. As was it a called strike or a called swing?
It was a called swing, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So two outs, and here comes Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Austin skies this one to center field. Kevin Kremer has lots of room. You make the catch for the out, and that will end the Charger second. But they cracked the scoreboard, scoring two runs on just one hit. There were two Clipper errors and one left on base. We have played an inning and a half. Spring Hill 2, Watkins nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASN.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have to offer for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Bottom of the second inning. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you as the Watkins Clippers will send Carson Geislinger to the plate facing Ben Welly. It'll be Geislinger, Justin Thompson, and Matt Geislinger, the 7-8-9 hitters. This Clipper lineup 2-0, Spring Hill leading Watkins. Carson Geislinger takes the pitch from Ben Welly and fouls it back and out of play in the count 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Players for game number three starting to roll in as it'll be New Munich taking on Lake Henry. Our third ball game today. Geislinger beats it on the ground to second. Eric Terrace out on the grass. Comes up with it, but can't make the play as his throw goes to the side fence. That'll be an infield single for Carson Geislinger. Terrace had already slid out on the grass to stop it and knock it down.
A tough play right there. I mean, that thing had right field written all over it. How Eric got there to keep it out of right field was tough. And then that would have been a very, very, you know, impressive play if he was able to get Geislinger out. So it's an infield single in the third hit of the day for Watkins.
Justin Thompson to the plate. Justin had a good game against Richmond on Friday night. A couple hits in that ball game. Geislinger the lead at first. Thompson pops this one up down the left field line. Schoenberg giving chase, and that's going to go out of play as it bounces into the El Rosa Saints down the left field line, Kirby, and El Rosa enjoying the rest of the day.
Blue cans feel a little better in their hand today, punching that trip to the state tournament for the Saints. Congrats, fellas.
Thompson. Back into the box. Willie works from the stretch. Geislinger's lead again at first. And Willie comes home. Breaking ball. Strike two call to Justin. And 0-2. Dustin Kramer going through some signs over at third base. Heath Kramer over at first base for the Clippers. And the pitch from Welly. Thompson lunges at it. Fly ball left field. Corey Schoenberg has a beat on it. Corey will make the catch for the out. And Carson Geislinger retreats back to first.
That was almost a three-quarter swing, and the ball went like 300 feet, Randy.
It went a long ways, yet absolutely.
Power right there.
Designated hitter, Matt Geislinger.
Bring Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt and Nathan having a few words. I'm sure pleasantries before Geislinger steps into the batter's box. Matt DHing for left fielder Gavin Mathias. Carson Geislinger the lead, and Matt takes high for a ball. And 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 2-0 if you're just joining us. Spring Hill leading Watkins, bottom of the second. Ben Welly's pitch. And Matt Geislinger takes high again in 2-0. Top of the order, Nolan Geislinger on deck. Two balls, no strikes. Ben Welly delivers. Matt fouls that to the backstop and 2-1. Matt frustrated there. That 2-0 pitch was right where he wanted it in his wheelhouse.
They tell you one spot, and then you get it, and now it's on you. Like, that's what I wanted.
Matt has that nice inside-out swing, too. Remember a couple of years ago in Greenwald, he had a day.
Oh, yeah, he was picking on that left-center gap.
Yes, he was. There's a pitch that's low and away, and 3-1 now to Matt Geislinger. Three balls, one strike. Ben Welly, the pause at the mound, and fouled by Matt again to the backstop. The count full at 3-2. Try to keep you updated on other regions as scores come in this afternoon. Of course, we'll do a Dick Putz show at some point tonight here on KASM. The count at 3-2 to Matt Geislinger, one out, one on. Carson Geislinger goes. The pitch is outside a ball, and Matt Geislinger walks to give the Clippers or runners at first and second with just one out.
Didn't miss by much there, but Matt knew it right away, Randy. The bat flip and something cooking now. You get the go-ahead run into the batter's box, and you get the top of the order up for Watkins.
Bring Nolan Geislinger to the plate. Nolan, a fly ball to left field in his first at bat. Nolan. Just looks so comfortable at the plate, the young guy does. Ben Welly looks back to second. And the pitch. There's a strike at the knees to Nolan Geislinger, 0-1.
Got more state tournament at-bats before he had his learner's permit than you and I ever had in our lives, Randy. So yeah. Comfort comes with that kind of stuff.
Ben Welly ready. Time called by the home plate umpire, and the count yet at 0-1 to Nolan Geislinger. That breeze blowing from right to left here this afternoon in Meyer Grove. Ben Welly kicks and delivers, and Geislinger loops this to right field. Coming in is Regan Nelson. He'll make the catch. He throws back to second, and Carson Geislinger just getting back to second base. Oh.
You forget how many outs there were? Or?
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe he had an angle that he thought he was gonna it was going to drop. But still, you got to make sure it does drop.
Yeah.
That's just it.
It didn't drop, though, and it was caught cap high. So by the end of it there, it wasn't even a debate anymore.
So two outs. Bring Lincoln Haugen to the plate. Lincoln, a no-doubter with his base hit back in the first inning, took the first pitch from Ben Welly and scorched it up the middle. He bats now with two on and two out. Welly delivers. Haugen takes a strike called an 0-1.
Well, he doesn't want to go 0-0 fastball like last time.
No.
So, comes with the off-speed pitch.
So the strike called on Lincoln. Carson Geislinger takes a pretty good lead out at second base. Matt Geislinger at first. Not being held there by Damer. Pitch low and inside, and the count to Lincoln Haugen in 1-1. Spring Hill leading 2-0 in the second inning. Clippers had a big threat in the first. They stranded a couple base runners. Here in the second, they've got a couple more. Actually, they stranded three in that first inning. Left the bases loaded. Ben Welly's pitch. Haugen delivers a single to center field. It's going to score Carson Geislinger. Meyer's throw comes into the infield, cut by Eric Terrace, and it's a 2-1 ball game. Lincoln Haugen on RBI single.
Solid knock up the gut. Second time for Lincoln as he punches that one right through to cut the lead in half. Matt Geislinger checking into second base. And the clutch hit for Lincoln Haugen. And now you get still two outs, Randy, two men on, and the big bat of Kevin Kramer.
Yeah, Kevin walked in his first at bat. You know, there's some matchups, Kirby, you just look at pitcher, batter, and you just think that might be an advantage for the batter there because he just has a way with his swings. And Lincoln Haugen and Ben Welly right now, Lincoln likes Ben Welly. Oh, likes him as a pitcher, likes hitting off of him. Kevin Kramer, ground ball, pass. Austin Shaneberg into left field. One station at a time. The Clippers are loading them up again as Matt Geislinger, he's got a bum leg, pulls into third base, and he's kind of grabbing both knees there too in that quad of his. And
he's looking like he wanted to open it up there,
yeah,
but he's also looking like I think I would have been
cautious.
Out by a while.
Exactly.
If I would have tried it.
Third hit of the inning for the Clippers, 5 in the game already off of Ben Welly, and second inning in a row with the bases loaded. Danny Berg to the plate. Danny got caught looking in his first at bat as we get some activity headed down to the bullpen for Spring Hill. Pitch to Berg is a ball outside and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ben Welly delivers. Berg drives it to left field. Corey Shaneberg backpedaling. He's not going to get it. This will clear. Nope, they're going to stop Kevin Kramer. He goes through the stop sign and he scores. It clears the bases. A double by Danny Berg. Boy, Dustin Kramer had the stop sign on and Kevin Kramer was not going to slow down. Oh,
I think he almost looked him in the eye like, no way, no way, I'm going, baby, I don't care. And Danny Berg, he goes his first time up, Randy, 3 pitches, does not swing the bat. And that kind of weighs on you sometimes, you know? It's like, well, if I get one this time, I'm hacking. And he sure did as he burns Corey Shaneberg and left in a big inning for Watkins here in the second.
They have played at 4 runs with 2 outs. Brendan Ashton now at the plate.
8th man to bat.
Brendan takes a ball in the dirt and 1-0. We see the Greenwald draftee. That's Tyler Hoffman loosening up again for Spring Hill. 4-2 your score. 6 hits on the afternoon for Watkins as Ashton drills this to right center field, and that's going to drop in front of Owen Meyer. Berg will score, and it's a 5-run inning as they have batted around.
Danny was going with the pitch, Randy, as he must have had a read on Ben Welly, and then after the ball up in the air, he's basically past third by the time the ball's hit. So the Clippers strap on the hitting shoes here in the second as they are really bouncing around Ben Welly right now.
Absolutely, and that's going to draw a visit to the mound by Gordon Barton, manager of the Spring Hill Chargers. So coming up to the plate will be Carter Block, the ninth man to bat for the Clippers here in the second inning.
Some loud hits, too. Berg, hard hit ball. Haugen, a couple hard hit balls.
Carter Block into the box. Carter grounded to a short in his first at bat. Luke Damer is going to go hold the base runner, Brendan Ashton, at first. And Block right on that pitch as he follows it to the screen in 0-1.
Not fooling many people right now, Runs.
Well, it's one strike. Carson Geislinger waiting on deck. Ben Welly kicks, delivers, and Carter takes strike two and 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Block back into the box. Welly ready, and he comes home. Block pops this one up over by first base. Damer calling for it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Clippers as they send nine men to the plate, scoring five runs here in the second inning. Five runs on five hits. There was not a Spring Hill error, and one man left on base. We played two in Meyer Grove. A win and you're at least playing next weekend. Losing, you're done. It's 5-2 Watkins. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olmscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Local farmers are busier than ever this time of year. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, thanks local farmers for their hard work, especially throughout this harvest season. It's our honor to support you with a full selection of insurance coverages for your farming needs. Trust in farming, trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, let's turn the reins over to Kirby Hamish here in the third inning.
All right, Runcie, as on to the third, it is a 5-2 advantage for Watkins now as Thompson pitching with the lead. First offering to Jamie Terrace. That's hit in the air to center field. Right on it is Kramer. Back a step, and he makes the grab for an efficient out number one.
You bet. You're Justin Thompson, Kirby, you like that one pitch.
Cole Schmitz has got my eyes getting big on those pop-up and those high flies, Randy. Starting to get a little excited when the ball gets up in the air. But, yeah, like you had said, Thompson with the efficient out right there. As the first offering to Nathan Terrace, that pitch is missing outside for a ball. Nathan with a bunt single. His first time up. 1-0 the count. Tyler Hoffman still continues to heat it up in the Charger pen. As the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, evening our count at 1-1. Winner of this one gets Luxembourg. Our first game next Saturday. As the 1-1 pitch missing outside, that'll be a state tournament qualifier as well. As Thompson set, 2-1 pitch to Terrace, cut on and missed by Nader, evening it up at 2-2.
Our final this morning had Al Rosa beating Richmond 4-3 over in Region 11C. Game gone final in the loser's bracket. It was Becker over Clearwater 4-2.
2-2 pitch fouled to the screen by Nathan Terrace. Count stays put at 2-2. What was that score?
4-2 Becker over Clearwater. So okay. Now they will have their winner's bracket games over in Region 11C this afternoon.
2-2 pitch to Nathan, missing down, filling our count up at 3-2.
Yeah, they have Monticello Sartell starting at about 2:30, and then Kimball St. Joe at 5:30.
Good matchups right there. As the 3-2 pitch, missing high for a ball, and Nate Terrace is aboard for the second time here today with a one-out walk.
Thompson had hit a man. Kirby now his first walk.
I'm adding right fielder Regan Nelson.
So a man aboard. That'll bring Regan Nelson to the plate. One on and one out. First pitch to Regan on the ground to third. Geislinger stabs it. He comes to his feet. Now he bobbles, and he can't make a play. I'm going to go infield single, Randy. Carson started nicely right there, but the ball got a little slippery for a second.
Yeah, got to be. Carson Geislinger just made a great play, gloving that baseball, and then just trying to get his balance up from that dive. It was difficult.
Owen Meyer.
He's got a look on his face right now like, what the heck? I made the hard thing look easy, and then
exactly.
I couldn't get it out of my club.
Exactly.
Owen Meyer to the plate. Owen with a single and a run scored back in that two-run Charger second. As he pops a bunt up, Thompson will catch it. They're going to have a double play here as off first base was Regan Nelson. Meyer pops up the bunt. Thompson catches and backpicks Nelson for out number three and a quick pin in the Charger rally as they are retired here in the third. No runs on one hit. No errors for Watkins and one runner left on base. 2.5, 5-2 our score in favor of the Clippers. On to the third in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Columbia Gear in Avon is proud to sponsor Region 15C Amateur Baseball on Chasm Radio. The foundation of a good team comes down to its players, and Columbia Gear is looking to add to their team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. It's not just a job. We are providing you the opportunity to build a career with us. Benefits include great pay, benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. IPM in Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Bottom three, Watkins looking to tack on right here. It starts the third the same way the second started with Carson Geislinger, as it'll be Geislinger Thompson and Matt Geislinger. Bottom third of the order here in the third for Watkins. Elimination game, Spring Hill falling 4-1 to El Rosa yesterday. That was the 1:30 game, or excuse me, the 4 o'clock game. And Watkins fell to Richmond Friday night over in El Rosa by a score of 7-2. As Carson Geislinger started the second inning, the big second for the Clippers with a single. He's aboard, or he's up right now. First offering from Ben Welly. He hacks at it. This pitch is skied. Terrace over for a look. Nathan will not have a play as that bounces out of play. For strike one on Carson. Good sky for an outfielder today, Randy.
Oh, it is.
Not missing anything there. No high skies or anything like that. As Welly gets ahead, the right-hander right back, his 1-0 pitch to Carson Geislinger. That's smacked into left center field. Meyer over. He's not going to get it. That's going to shoot the gap. It rolls up to the fence. Carson into second base with a leadoff double. He gets there clapping his hands, and he should be happy because he smacked that ball.
Yes, he did. Took it to the opposite field with authority. You know, those bats for Watkins, just so patient, Kirby. You can see that little inside out. That means that they are watching that ball just a split second longer and still putting the bat on the ball.
See it deep, right?
Yeah, see it deep in the zone. Yeah.
Justin Thompson into the batter's box. As Ben Welly in trouble already again here in the third. First pitch to JT is missing low for a ball. Thompson flew out to left fielder Corey Schamberg, his first at-bat last inning. 5-2 Clippers in the elimination game. We're early, though. Plenty of wood to chop before we do punch out our first team of the tournament. As Welly set, looks at Geislinger a couple times. This pitch smacked on the ground. One hop fielded by Terrace. Jamie bobbles. He fields. Now he threw it away. That ball nearly leaves the park. Geislinger comes all the way across to score. Stayed in. Thompson stays at first base, but Jamie, a tough play right there for Jamie Terrace, and it'll be an error and another run for Watkins.
And once Jamie bobbled it, picked it up and just rushed the throw.
Yeah, trying to be too quick.
Yep.
Picked that ball up. Thompson, the pitcher, remember his speed being all that big of an issue in his younger days. But, Terrace, it's that panic, Randy. We've talked about it when you lose the ball in the air or you it hits you and you can't find it.
You forget who's running.
Yeah.
You really do. Yeah.
Where is it?
It's like, yeah, I got to get it there. I gotta
it's Ricky
get
Henderson.
There. Yeah.
So exactly. Every time you just got to pick it up. Geislinger looks at a strike. This pitch goes to the backstop. Thompson ends up at second base as he was moving with the pitch. He ends up there on the wild pitch. Clipper has taken some bases right now and enjoying the spoils of this. As Gordon Barton's going to come out to the dugout right away here, and I don't know, is that
make him move?
Ben Welly, yeah, he's going to go to Eric Terrace, or no, he wants to talk to everybody. I don't know if he's going to make a move. He just wants to either settle things down or get things figured out on the mound. He has yet to take the ball from Ben Welly,
yeah.
So I believe it's going to be Ben's game. He just wants things to a deep breath time for Spring Hill.
Gordon didn't like what he saw. Just maybe the just the way the players were reacting out on the field. He tried to have that discussion with him.
Runner at second base is Thompson. Geislinger in a 1-1 count right now. Nobody out. Bottom three. One in already again for Watkins. They're up 6-2. Welly set. Right-hander. Looks back at Thompson. The 1-1 pitch. Geislinger flips this one foul right off the tarp. Little canopy cover on top or down the left field line. Ball just hung right there.
That had the right angle curve.
It was high and it was right to.
Yeah, it was eye level for us here. You know that.
4-foot window.
Yes.
It was in there. As Geislinger looks at strike three right there, Matt goes out on strikes looking for a big out number one for Ben Welly.
Yeah, that is a big strikeout. Catches Matt on the inside corner.
So one strike. Thompson stays put at second. Bring Nolan Geislinger to the plate. Lineup flips over. As the first offering to Nolan Geislinger, he pops up a bunt foul. And out of play. One strike the count. You surprised at all that Welly's still in this game, Randy? The amount of barrels that the Clippers have hit the last inning and change?
I am. I'll just, I'll be right out in front there. I'm surprised. You bet.
Elimination game as Welly set. Offering to Nolan, he taps this one back to the mound. Welly will field, doesn't even look at Thompson. Justin takes third with ease, but Geislinger is retired 1-3 for out number two, and it'll be up to two-hit Lincoln Haugen now.
In that situation, Kirby, you said it earlier, too, just get an out, and I think that's what Ben Welly wanted to do. At that point, he wasn't worried about holding Justin Thompson.
Yeah, I need an out here. I'm looking around and stuff. It's not going to do much for us. We've been struggling getting some outs.
Yep.
Let's take one. So Thompson at third, the pitch to Haugen. That pitch is fouled off Lincoln's bat. As he tried checking his swing, he hits it over to last year's Glenn Carlson Award winner, Herman Lenzing.
Herman uses the foot, stops it right on the spot.
One strike the count. As Welly set right at the belt, his one strike pitch to Haugen. That's in there for a strike, and Lincoln in a hole at 0-2.
Inside, outside, or outside, inside, those last two pitches.
He spanked a single in the first and another one last inning in the second. 6-2 our score in favor of Watkins. As Welly set. Time called at home plate by Lincoln Haugen. 0-2 the count. Great crowd on hand again. All those, but one of these bleachers they bring in are filled, Randy.
They are packed today.
0-2 as Welly set. 0-2 offering to Haugen. That's skied right side. Damer will call. He has a play. Luke makes the catch for out number three, and that does it for Watkins in the third. They tack another one on, scoring one run on one hit. There was one Spring Hill error and one runner left on base. We've played three. 6-2 our score in favor of Watkins. On to the fourth in a minute on KASM.
finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber and Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
On to the fourth. It'll be the bottom of the Charger order here in the top of the fourth inning. Corey Schamberg, Devin Orbeck, Luke Damer due up. Region 15C baseball action elimination game. He's Randy. I'm Kirby. Darling Angela Mergen producing back at the sports studios in Albany. As Schamberg into the batter's box, he reached on an error by Justin Thompson back in the second inning. As Thompson's first offering to Corey, missing high for a ball. Schamberg in that seventh spot of the batting order. I always get a kick, Randy. Nate Terrace is hitting cleanup today as the 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss right there from Schamberg. But he has moved down in the order at times in his career. And these guys like who Corey Schamberg and Nate Terrace who've hit middle of the order their whole lives and then they put him in the seven hole. It's always like the pitcher. I think the pitcher knows that sometimes, like, oh, I don't think you're a typical seven hitter. You still got a little that 4-5 in you, don't
quit,
you?
Quit trying to hide him in that batting order.
I know who Corey Schamberg is, Gordon. 1-2 the count as Corey falls one away. Justin's 1-2 pitch, little handle shot right at the second baseman, caught in the air by Carter Block. He makes the catch for out number one. Thompson gets that quick one. That'll bring Devin Orbeck to the plate. Pounded that ball to second base. His first time up that was booted by Carter Block. So one away. Thompson, his first offering to Orbeck that is off the plate for a ball.
Devin Orbeck going to be a senior this ball, Kirby?
He is for the Mighty Dutchman. And the 1-0 pitch that is... little jam shot right there. Ashton fields the weird spin. Flip over to Thompson covering 3-1 for the putout number two. That ball bounced two times in two different spots, basically, two different directions.
That had a whole lot of spin on it coming off the bat, almost like a cue shot off the bat.
First baseman, Luke Damer.
Two quick ones. Luke Damer to the plate now. Sack fly RBI for Damer back in the second inning. As Thompson's first offering to Damer, he's in there for a strike. Clippers Central Valley League team, Spring Hill, Stearns County League North. Can't imagine they've met up and played too many times over the years as the one-strike pitch popped up. Nolan Geislinger, a little soft pop-up again. Nolan makes the catch behind second base and a breeze 1-2-3 inning for Thompson. And the Clippers in the field in the fourth. Nothing really... squared up all that much. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 3.5. 6-2 our score in favor of Watkins. To the bottom of the fourth. Coming up, 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game. Or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.